Researchers are excited about a vaccine they've developed that protects rhesus monkeys from infection with a primate version of the AIDS virus. They hope to use what they've learned to develop an agent that prevents HIV infection in humans. With more than 2.6 million new HIV infections every year and almost 2 million deaths from the sexually transmitted virus, an AIDS vaccine remains an urgent but elusive goal for AIDS researchers. Now, scientists at the Oregon Health and Science University's Vaccine and Gene Therapy Institute, or VGTI, think they may finally be on to something. Lewis Picker, the head of VGTI's vaccine program, says researchers have developed an agent that protects rhesus macaque monkeys from simian immunodeficiency virus, or SIV. He compares the vaccine to an army on alert, springing into action at the first sign of infection before the virus has had a chance to gain a foothold in the body.
It keeps sort of armed troops at the borders that are able to intercept the incoming HIV or SIV right from the beginning. There's no delay that requires recruitment of effector cells that other vaccines require.
Effector cells are immune system cells that are mobilized against bacterial or viral invaders. Currently, vaccine developers try to prime the body's immune system to recognize and destroy HIV by attaching genetic material from the virus to a harmless cold virus. But so far, Picker says, the strategy hasn't worked very well because the cold virus doesn't survive very long in the body. Picker's team of investigators used cytomegalovirus instead. CMV infects most of the world's population, rarely causes disease, and remains alive, but dormant indefinitely. In the monkey experiments, researchers gave the primates a genetically modified cytomegalovirus SIV vaccine, or the CMV vaccine plus a modified cold virus vaccine. A third group of rhesus got a standard SIV cold virus vaccine alone, and a fourth group was not vaccinated. Researchers then infected the primates with SIV. While the untreated monkeys and those that got the adenovirus vaccine eventually got sick and developed AIDS, Picker says half of the 24 rhesus macaques that received either the CMV vaccine alone or the CMV plus the cold virus vaccine showed no sign of infection.
And in fact, when we went and looked, tried to find the virus after a year or so, it was very difficult to find by a variety of techniques, raising the possibility whether the infection had actually been cleared from these monkeys, which would be unprecedented for an SIV vaccine.
Picker says his goal now is to formulate a more effective CMV vaccine that is safe enough to begin clinical trials in humans against HIV infection. An article describing the new experimental AIDS vaccine is published in the journal Nature. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Jessica Berman.